to look into it a little bit. Eating, what happens, the mitzvah, okay, we know there's a mitzvah to eat kalim. What happens if you are in someone's house and the kalim are not tovot? Are you allowed to eat there? Allowed to use the kalim? That is the shiloh. That's your shiloh, Zaki?
Yeah.
That's the shiloh.
Let's see where it is.
Okay, so the source for Tfilas Kalim is in this past week's parsha, which why it's relevant to this time as well. Besides the fact it's a good shiloh. So in source one, in Parsha's Matos, so we have the battle where Bnei Yisrael go out to fight Midian. We go to defend Midian, and then they defeat Midian and they take the spoils of the war. And the Torah tells us then the halachos of how to kasher the kalim, what you can do with the kalim. So the pasuk says.
The thing was that the particular issue with those kalim was the fact that it could have been used for right over the Sabbath.
Let's see. Okay. Ellie wants to get on the recording now. Now that you know. That says the pasuk. So Elazar HaKohen tells the people, this is the law. Ach es hazahav es hakasav, gold, silver es hanechoshes es habrazel, the iron, the copper, es habdil, other type of metal, which I don't remember what it's called, ves haufares, and lead. So if you have any types of lead things, kol davar asher yavo va'esh taviru va'esh v'taher, anything that goes into fire, put it through fire and it will become tahor. Ach b'mei nida yischata, but you should purify it in the mei nida, in nida waters, which Gemara tells us refers to a mikvah. B'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh tavir ba'mayim, anything that's not used in fire, it should be put through water. So let's see, says the Mishnah Avodah Zarah in Source 2. Now, what happened? You're asking the right questions. We're good. So the Mishnah, this by the way, so what happens? They took all these things from Midian, and now they want to use them. So the pasuk is telling us this is what they have to do before they use them. Says the Mishnah, what do we learn from here? Halokeach kli tashbish ben ovdei kochavim. You buy some kind of vessel that you could use, which we'll see for food, from a guy. Eschadarko lahatvil yatvil. That which it's meant to be put in a mikvah, used just by dipping into things, namely, it's not used for anything hot. So that's you just have to tovel it. Lahagil, everything that's used in water. Yagil, you have to put it through agala, you have to kasher it through putting it into boiling water. Lilabin bor, anything that's heated up in fire, yilabin bor. In order to kasher it, you have to heat it up in fire.
What's something that has minhag to be dipped?
The minhag to be dipped, if I'm not mistaken. You want to get Gemara Zaki quickly? Where are they? Avodah Zarah. No, but is ours over there? Should be all the way to the left, if you... All the way to the left, Zach. That's right, with me. I'm missing out on the dessert inside. So, let's just double-check Rashi. If we have it here to look it up, might as well look it up. So Rashi here says... The thing that can be purified with tefillah and doesn't need any other thing, and which Rashi says here that it's used through cold water. So anything that's used in cold water, not used with heat, just needs tefillah and that's it to make it kosher. The other ones need hagala or libun. And what the Gemara says, the rule basically is the rule of kasher and kalim is kibolo kach polto. The way in which absorbs the flavor, that's the way you extract the flavor. So let's say you have a pot, let's say you cook up in a boiling pot of water, treif. So now there's that pot is treif and became treif through a process of boiling water. The way you kasher is putting it to boiling water. Right, as you may know, like Pesach time, people kasher in the boiling water. Right. If something became treif through direct contact with the fire, a grill, let's say, so a grill can't be kasher by putting it to boiling water. It only can be kosher by putting it into the fire, basically.
That's
the halacha, yeah. You have to use a blowtorch if you want to. Rabbi Willig Possman says it's too dangerous, so you just can't really do it. But he's very nervous about fire, but it is pretty crazy to do a blowtorch. And you have to heat it up, or the other thing we do is nowadays we have
to turn on the grill again.
So some say that works, but many assume that that's not good enough. Has to reach a certain degree of heat, the Gemara says. So actually, if you have in the fancier, newer ovens, you have self-cleaning ovens. That works. That heats up very, very high heat, and that kashers anything, burns out anything that's in it. So that's the rule of kasher and kalim. That's what we have here in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, continuing in source number two, Tana, mechulan tzrichin tefillah b'arba'im sa'ah. And all of these require tefillah, required to be dipped in the mikvah, of 40 sa'ah. Okay, so even though, so let's say we said that pot or that grill, you kashered it, still has got to go to the mikvah. Why? It says, Gemara menon emilia marava, damar kra, kol devar asher yavo ba'ish, tavir ba'ish, v'taher. Anything that goes into fire, put it through fire. V'taher, and it will become pure. Hosif l'cha tahara adcheres. The Torah adds to you a tahara adcheres, so it's further purification. It's not enough to remove the trefus, to remove the tref flavor from the kli. But has to go through another purification process, which is to go to the mikvah. And that is the process, in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is, if you buy a kli from a goy, so you first have to kasher it, and then you have to togel it in the mikvah. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, if the order matters. So that's if it's a used kli. If it's a new kli, so you don't have to kasher it, so then you just have to put it into the mikvah.
So this is basically just like a whole concept. It's not necessarily
Avodah Zarah is not an issue. We don't assume that thing. If it was used for Avodah Zarah, then it would be us, so you can't benefit from it. But we don't assume that it was used for Avodah Zarah. There's non-kosher food, so you have to remove the trefus. But what the Gemara is telling us is that we darshan here from the word vitaher, that in addition to kashering it, we also have to put it into a mikvah.
So what about the meat? That's a different thing? We're meat it, like,
but then it's a guy. The point is, the Yerushalmi explains, anytime you transfer the kli from belonging to a guy to belonging to a Jew, it has to go through a tara process. We have to change it from being a guyish kli to a Jewish kli. It's not a kosher issue. No, that's the beginning.
Right.
The beginning of the Mishnah telling us that halacha. But Vitaher teaches us a further purification. You kashered it. There's nothing treif about it. There's still another consideration. That is, you have to change it from being a goyish kli to Jewish kli, and that would apply even if it was never used, as long as it was made or even owned by a goy. It's a goyish kli and it becomes a Jewish kli. What's the idea? The idea is that we relate to food differently than the goy. And my Rebbe and Grus, or Ben Arsh, pointed out, we learned Hilas Filas Kalim, so the Rambam has Sefer Kedusha. Holiness. So what is in Sefer, what's found in Sefer Kedusha? Kashrus, and the other thing is Isurei Bia, is sexual relationships. That's what's found in the Sefer Kedusha. Kedusha, in the Rambam, when he has Sefer Kedusha, he has Sefer Shchitos, Machalos Asuros, and Isurei Bia. What's the idea? The idea? Because Kedusha, what is Kedusha? Kedusha is Am Yisrael's Kedoshim Heim. We have Kedusha, we separate ourselves from the Goyim. It's specifically in these two areas, which highlights our distinction, and we relate to them in a different way than the Goyim relate to them. It's not just about getting our physical pleasures. Okay, we're not anti-pleasure, but it's not about seeking pleasure. We relate to these things, we use them for Avodas Hashem. So before we are about to use these Kalim, which was used by the Goyim, they wanted to just have good steaks. We put them in a mikvah to say we're going to use these kalim differently. We're going to relate to our food differently.
Should I be a kavana when we're doing it too?
That's the idea. That's what the Yerushalmi is basically saying. That's a nice kavana. That's the message. That's the tama mitzvah of tefillas kalim is to highlight that we relate to it differently. So that's the idea of tefillas kalim. Nothing to do with kashrus. The Rama, in fact, writes, if you look down at source 5. Well, right. The Rama writes here, and just a small. You look at source 5, v'im avar v'shtamish b'kli below tefillah. The small letters. You go ahead and use the kli without tefillah. Lo nesar mashin ishtamish bo. It doesn't make the food usher. Someone cooks food in non-kosher kli and a non-toveled kli. The food's kosher. Okay, it's plenum. You just go afterwards and tovel the kli, but the food is kosher. So that is this halacha. Okay. Now the. Just a few details the Gemara actually spells out. If you look down, just keep on going, the Gemara after the dots in source 2. Maskador of Sheshes, Ihachi Afilu Zuza de Sarbala Nami. If this is true, that you require Tfilas Kalim, so you should say the same thing about scissors that you sew with. It was Goyish scissors, now it's Jewish scissors. I should have to tovel it.
Interesting.
Why?
Because you see, it's not a kashrus issue.
It's not a kashrus issue. Samar lei, no, kli su'uda amurim beparsha. The context of this law is kli su'uda, is meal vessels. And this line is going to be very important. We're going to come back to this kli su'uda. But it's kli su'uda, which the pasuk is talking about, so it's only that which requires tefillas kalim.
Right, that's like a dessert platter.
That's all. Anything used for food. Anything that comes in contact with.
It's not really su'da, whatever.
No, it's not that. It's not hilchos brachos, purpose, but it's part of su'da. But anything, su'da here means food. anything that's used for food is what requires tefillah skedim. Interesting discussion. What about things that are used only for raw food, like shechita knife, things like that? So that's a discussion. Shulchan Aruch, not for now. That's a whole other topic. So Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Lo Shanu Ela B'Lekuchin U'Kamaisa Shehayin. He adds, not only that this halacha only applies to when you require it for a Magoi, U'Kamaisa Shehayin, because that was the Maisa Shehayin. The story of the Midian is they actually took possession of the Kalim. They took them and they owned them. Aval She'udah no, but if you borrow from a Magoi, so that would not require Tefillas Kalim, because only when it's only it becomes a Jewish owned Kli, then now becomes chayav. So the goyish kli,
that's you steal from the goy.
It's not yours, so you can use the goyish kli. Shulchan just talking about a stolen kli. You shouldn't steal. But let's say a goyish, it's probably the same thing. It doesn't belong to you. So the goyish kli, okay, maybe yish kona. Okay, but that's where it is. That's totally
shin
wrong. Shin rishus. Okay, shin maisa. I gotta learn.
Is it a mitzvah of avei?
Okay, so you can't even tovel it. Right. All right, we got to look over there and move a guzzle. But the bottom line is, if you're borrowing it, you don't actually own it. It's not considered a Jewish kli, and it would not require tefillas kelim. On a simple level, is din derabanan din deraisa?
Din deraisa.
Sounds like a din deraisa, right?
Vetaher.
Sounds like a din deraisa.
Why would you think otherwise?
I don't know. So the Rambam though says in source 3, tefillah zushim atbilin klei seuda nakachem alkom. This tefillah that you tovel kalim that are acquired from a guy, the achakach yutru lachila eshdiya, and after they're permitted for eating and drinking, ain't only in tumah v'tara, has nothing to do with tumah v'tara. Sorry, ain't only in tumah v'tara, of general tumah v'tara. Elam divrei sofrim. It's divrei sofrim. The remez la called davar sheyavol beish shavir beish v'taher. And this is a hint. Anything that you put in the fire, you put in the fire, and you go through the pass through the fire, v'taher. So when we have a tradition that we're not talking about, we're only talking about tiring it from Giulei Akum, that it would belong to the Goyim, but not from Tuma. Sorry. That this is really talking about Kashrus. I think that's the way we read around. Mipiyah Shmuel Lamdu, Shein Madaber El Betarosim Giulei Akum Lomi Dei Tuma. It's nothing to do with Tuma, but it's really talking about purifying it from Geulei Akum, from the blios, from the flavors that absorbed in from the Akum. But he's saying it's only Divrei Sofer.
What is the Tefillah Zushim at Bilin Kli?
That we tovel the Kli.
This Tefillah that we were tovel.
This Tefillah that we tovel.
Alright, separate from the Kli. You just want to tell me why we do it? What do you mean?
After a brand new. So buy a brand new pot.
That's Derabanan. Maybe that's.
That is Derabanan.
All this is Derabanan. What the Torah is really talking about is kashering. Okay. What Torah is really talking about is kashering, but this is a Nidivrei Sofer.
So,
Torah
1 definitely does have to kasher.
Yeah, one definitely has to kasher. Correct. So, the truth is, it's not so simple. Zok the Lechem Mishnah, source 4. Tzvila Zushim Atvila. Mipshat Dvar of Mashmel, Tzvila Skelim, Havi Darabana. Pashup Shah in the Rambam, Tzvila Skelim is Darabana. Right? Because he said Dvar Sofer. Mechinir Shehaven Haran, and quotes the Ran says that that's the Rambam's
so,
opinion.
Can you just read the first halakha again?
Tvila Zu, this Tvila,
right.
Because he mentioned it already in the previous halakha. Shema Tvila, that would be Tovel. Kli Asuda Hanil Kacha Min Hakum, that are acquired from Goyim. The Akach Yutru Lachil Shia, and then after you told them they're now permitted for eating and drinking.
Yutru, I think we had Yashin Yutru, I
don't
know what.
Yutru, permitted.
Mutar.
Okay, we're good?
Yeah.
So far, so good. Jonathan, you with us? Great. So says the Lechem Mishnah, on a simple level, this is Derabana. And that's the Rambam Mishnah's Aval HaRashba Lo Haven came, but the Rashba didn't understand this way in the Rambam.
So,
Mavur Beis Yosef. Right? So it's Bichlal, it's a Machogas, and he said it's even a Machogas within the Rambam, with the Rambam held. The Nir Ali Shatam Ibn Shekro'o Divrei Sofrim. Why? What's the issue here? How did the Rambam see this? The Rashba see this deraisa in the Rambam because he called it divrei sofrim. The chol divrei sofrim who halach le Moshe shumei Torah. Moshe kala lan rabbeinu hilchas Sanhedrin. If you look,
divrei sofrim always around means the Rambam.
No, that's not a klal in the Rambam. A klal in the Rambam is divrei sofrim means it's not explicit in the Torah. Sometimes they're Rabbanan. Sometimes it's min haTorah. It's just not learned that through a drusha.
The Chacham is always going to be Sofer, always going to be Rabbanan. I guess it's not.
In other sources, Divrei Sofrim is used as Rabbanan. The Rambam, though, uses Divrei Sofrim. Many other Rishonim use Divrei Sofrim as referring to Rabbanan. The Rambam, though, has a unique use of Divrei Sofrim. It just means from Chazal. The Chazal could be sometimes directed, like, almost like we talked about in the first year, right? Chazal could have some things that are deraisa and some things that are derabanan. So we discussed those sasser, what's included in that. But Chazal play two roles. They play roles of darshaning dinim deraisa, giving us a tradition of dinim deraisa.
Right.
And they also give us derabanan. Dibrei sofrim can go either way. Lecha Mishra says, could be here, that the Rashba learns in the Rambam that it's really deraisa.
That's not how Pashupchad is deraisa.
So Pashupchad and Gemara is deraisa. In the Rambam, you can go either way. I think most of the major Rishonim hold it's Doraisa. Rav Avadi Yosef says that most Rishonim, he says, if you count up all the Rishonim, and he's bet into the Rambam saying it's Rabbanan, if you count up most Rishonim, it's Rabbanan. But the major Rishonim is Doraisa. He did. He gives you the whole list of Rav Avadi does. But one notch people have in Rav Avadi, Rav Avadi is that he gives equal weight, often gives like equal weight to all Rishonim.
Meaning what? Like the Ritva compared to like the Rivaz or something?
Yeah, exactly. So others say no. If the major Rishonim say Daraisa, then you can't call it, you would call Daraisa as the primary, the majority opinion. You know, technically, if you find enough Svarim, you find others say Darabana. So that's okay. That's a debate.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That was a lot.
Yeah. But most assume Lechol Maisa that this is a Din Daraisa.
Will it also does that? You give major Rishonim like that thing?
That's most poskim work that way, not like Rav Avadi. So anyway, be that as it may, according to most, it's Daraisa, according to some, it's Darabanan. So that's the halacha of Tfilas Kelim. The Gemara, in fact, by the way, says that nettles, and this also makes me sound like Daraisa, because the Gemara seems to say that nettles are what the Torah is talking about, right? We saw in the Torah, it describes gold, silver, iron, copper, lead, those are all nettles. Nettles require Tfilas in our Torah, and the Gemara says, Midarabanan, they require Tfilas Kelim also on glass.
Like tefillas kelim, the vitahir part.
Vitahir is going on this parsha in this context.
Right.
So vitahir is it's only these things.
The Gemara doesn't have deraisa.
Well, the Gemara is not 100% clear it's deraisa, but the Gemara says that glass is derabanan. So it sounds
what
like
part of glass is derabanan?
Well, right. It sounds like metal is deraisa, glass is derabanan. Right. But anyway, the Gemara says that glass is derabanan because glass is a similar property to metals that they both can be melted down and reformed.
I mean, maybe they want the glass of their bottom from what the kasher is part of the glass.
No, it's clear. It's on my skin.
Meaning metal could be. This is in terms of the kasher aspect or the tahara aspect.
Tahara.
Kasher is also. We're not learning kasher. We're learning tahara of tefillas kelim. Like as we saw, just go back. As we saw, the Gemara gives weight to the context, even though the general context is kashering. But the Gemara says we learn from that context of tefillas kelim that it's kli suda that requires tefillas kelim. So likewise, we learn that it's metals that require tefillas kelim.
And glass also.
And glass is derabanan because it's similar property to metal. That's what the Gemara says.
It could be kli suda.
Glass has to be kli suda also. It's not kli suda. It's not even doesn't even get into the ballpark. But the Torah doesn't list glass as one of the substances here.
I'm saying glass is also usually
tires. The Torah tells us metals.
Right, the metals are right. In fact, this is glass is derabanan. That's what you're trying to say.
That makes it sound that way. Unless you say there are two levels of derabanan. Right. The first derabanan was metals, and then they made another derabanan of glass. You know what I'm saying? That's a side point. The Gemara is clear that glass is derabanan. Is glass derabanan of a derabanan, or is glass derabanan of a deraisa? So that would be the old machlokas whether tefillas kelim is deraisa derabanan. That's halacha. So glass and metals require tefillas kelim, and the halacha is lamaisa.
We're getting to the gather of water.
We're getting there. The halacha both you have to tovel it, you make a bracha when you tovel. Okay. Now. We're gonna skip source side for a second. We can read it if you want in a second, but let's just put something out there. There's so far we have seen there's a mitzvah of tefillas kelim. We've also seen that the food is kosher. However, underlying everything in what we'll read in Halacha 5 is clear. Underlying assumption is that there's also an iser to use it before tefillah. There's a mitzvah to tovel it, and you can't use it until you tovel it. Because that's what we find in Source 5, where the Shulchan Aruch says, im shachach velo hitbil kli me'erev Shabbos and Me'erev. Let's say, come Shabbos, and you realize you forgot to topa before, right? Yitinenu lo oved kochavim b'matana. So what do you do? So you can't, the halachas, by the way, you can't tovel kli on Shabbos. Because it's like mitakin manim, like a fixing something. You're not allowed to fix things on Shabbos.
It's a Mishnah.
Yes, yeah. Right. Bein Hashmashas, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can. So you can't do it on Shabbos because it's a mitakin manim. You're fixing it, right? Beforehand you couldn't use it, now you can use it. That's like fixing and making it usable.
Out of curiosity, would this actually be, like, could this be put on the table for a question during Yom Tov? Because, let's say, like, Tochel Nefesh, like, using a kli, but yet, you know, a person is doing malacha. You're making it, like, by making that...
Correct. So that is, that's the machlokas in the of Tanaim, of machshirei Tochel Nefesh.
Right. Well, also carrying, right?
No, carrying, you carry the food. The Gemara talks about machshiruch, and you have to shecht, you sharpen the knife for shechita. So we generally assume you machshir that you could have done before, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. That's a general law. So, but it's a good suggestion. But there's machlokes tanaim about this. So anyway, so the bottom line is, so, well, what do you do? What's the point? What would you do? Yitnenu le'obei kochav matana, give it to the guy as a gift. Now it belongs as a guyish kli. V'yachach yishalenu mimenu, and then borrow it from the guy.
Borrowed doesn't require
tefillah. Right, because now you've borrowed it and it doesn't require tefillah. It's a goyish kli, it's not your kli, you don't have to go. Side point. But what do we see from here? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, just go ahead and use it, it's okay, you can't tovel it. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch assumes you can't use it. According to Rishonim. So that is the halacha, you're not allowed to use it. So?
Yeah, push back to your kli, right? Because you're listening to the goy.
We're talking about your kli, no question. We're talking about your kli.
No, I'm just saying, not like if somebody else is kli, can
oh, so we're getting there. So, meaning, Lachari, you can. You would say your first answer would say you can use someone else's kli. It's a Jewish kli.
Because he says
that's the case. That's the case. Most cases we're talking about is your own kli. So that's why it's unclear. And that's the next question. That's what we're here to discuss: is what is the halacha with someone else's kli? Right. On a simple level, it's usher. Right? Why should it be mutter? We said that there's a mitzvah to tovel and an isser to use it untovled.
What's the issue, by the way?
Excellent questions. Good questions, Zach. We'll get there. You're thinking of it.
It's a very mitzvah depends on. There's only a mitzvah whoever owns it.
Ooh, very good. Very interesting. So this is suggested by one of the. Do they have the
safer here? Actually, we don't have it in Marsha. Which is a safer Tvilas Kalim.
Have a safer Tvilas Kalim.
Which question do you like? What's the level of this, you're saying? That was the question you said earlier?
Favorite Tvilas Kalim.
What question did I ask you? So, like, very good question.
I don't know. I don't remember right now. We'll get there. Okay, I can't look it up right now. So we'll look up the Lashon maybe after. I don't want to spend time looking for it. But it's Gishmach. We don't have this in Avikolo. Good Svarim here. Okay.
Yeah, they have on the
okay. So in this Sefer, I have in my notes, I didn't get a chance to look it up because I didn't have any Svarim with me. But I have in my notes that in this Sefer, it quotes from a Shalos Jewish Beis Avi, who says what Eli just said. Who's Beis Avi? I don't know. Okay. So he quotes there, who says the following. He says that the mitzvah to tovel the kelim, I'm reading from my notes here, we quote this based on that the mitzvah is to togel your kelim. It has to belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, so then you don't have to togel the kelim.
That's what it says?
Now, it's not so simple, because let's look at source 6 for a second.
Actually, where would we even get that from?
Where would we get that from? So it's not so simple. It's not enough to say that. We have to add to it. So it says, look at source 6. Hashoel osocher kli me'obikachavim eno ton tefila. Just straight quote from the Gemara, if you borrow or rent a kli from a guy, doesn't require tefila. Avol. Im Yisrael k'no'o me'obikachavim. Say Eli buys a kli from a guy. Or from the store, let's say. You go ahead from the store. From a guy. Vishir l'chavir, and then you lend it to Jonathan. Ton tefila. Now, Jonathan needs to tovel it. Why should find his chayiv be yad harishon? So this is basically seems to be against what you just said, because it doesn't belong to Jonathan, but still we're saying he it requires tefillah. He can't use it without totaling it, because once the kli became chayev, now this kli carries with it an iser to be used without tefillah. So what does the base of he say? So he says maybe we can say the following, that Yeah, what's the case? The case where Jonathan's borrowing it. But if you go, you would go to Ellie's house. We won't use Ellie, because Ellie, of course, told us his kelim. You go to somebody's house, and they haven't told their kelim. Are you considered a borrower of their kelim when they feed you lunch? You're not borrowing their kelim, you're using their kelim. So suggest the Beis Avi, you don't own it at all. If you're a borrower on a Kli Yitzchayev, so then you're now you have to tovah. But if you're not a borrower, you're just using it because you're in the house, so then maybe that doesn't require tefillah. Meaning you're not obligated. It requires tefillah, but for the other guy, you're not obligated at that point. You have no shaykhus to the Kli. It's just a further breaking down of what you said. Clearly, just borrowing something's not enough to say, if you borrow your chayev, it's usur. But if you're not even borrowing, you're just using it, suggest the Beis Avi, then you are not shy of to tefillah scalem on this Kli.
Borrowing it
clearly in Shulchan Aruch says he
why is using it okay though? It's not your responsibility. That's
right. It's not your responsibility. If you're a borrower, it becomes you. In halacha, when you borrow something, it becomes your responsibility to some degree. If you're using it in somebody's house, you have no responsibility for the thing. So that's what he says. This is rejected by the postgame. This is not a well accepted.
Oh, it's rejected.
This is a svara, but it's not a. I'm quoting it because Ellie. Ellie said it, but the postgame don't seem to quote the svara. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he's asked about this, and Rav Moshe says there is no eitzah. You can't use it. You can't use the kelim in somebody else's house. Except one exception, and I'll get your question. He says one exception is, let's say it's a plate, and they put a hot dog down on your plate. So you're not using the plate. So you can pick up the hot dog and eat the plate. I mean, you didn't put the hot dog on the plate. They put the hot dog on the plate, or they put the plate there so it wouldn't get the table dirty. But you're not using it. But a bowl of soup and a drink, then Ramos says there's no eitzah.
You're still borrowing it for that moment.
So that's a question. In halacha, are you really a borrower? Yeah, it's a bustis, but it's not. You're not using it. You're not really using it. For all you care, you'll eat on the table.
If you bring that plate while you're eating there, are you responsible?
That's a good question. I think that most assume you're not responsible. I think that halacha, you're not responsible.
No.
You're not a shoel when you eat in somebody else's house.
Hey, that plate's raising.
That would highlight what we're saying here. But that's a chiddush to say that the tefillas kelim works that way, that you need a degree of bilus to be chayav in tefillas kelim. That's a chiddush to say, and that's clearly Rav Moshe rejects another postkim. I don't think this is a mainstream sock. But that is one suggestion, Elliot's out there, so good suggestion. Let's see if there's anything else we can find to rely on. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses another case.
As of right now,
we're stuck.
You cannot use a Kli that has not been told.
That's what we have so far.
Once it becomes the Jews. Once it becomes the Jews, you cannot use
correct.
It.
Correct, unless it's a hot dog. And the like. Whatever, and other things like that. Schnitzel, you can just pick it. You don't really need the plate. But a bowl, you need the plate.
But if it happens to be that there was food cooked in it, it doesn't become trace.
Correct, doesn't become trace. But
we can't use that fork.
Right, so if they're asked for plastic, So
that's when we're done. We go home right now, we're done.
What about if you're in the subject, if they cook the chon, let's say, in
that doesn't matter. The food's fine.
The Rama said
the food's kosher.
The Rama said the food's kosher.
Question is, can you use a spoon? Can you use a plate? Can you use a bowl?
And if you use a spoon, it's still kosher.
I don't understand. If it's an issue for me to eat from that spoon, why shouldn't it also be an issue?
It's not an issue for you to eat from that spoon. It's an issue for you to use that spoon. There's a mitzvah to tovah the kli. You can't use this without tovahing it.
That's a different question. What do you owe?
Oh, that was the question, right? We're gonna
get there. That's totally on what do you
owe? Let's hold off for a second. Let's hold off. Let's go somewhere else for a second. We're gonna go in a different direction. This is gonna fall short for us, but it's interesting nonetheless. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following: Yesh Misha Omer, continuing in source 6. Yesh Misha Omer, Shem Lo Baku Harishon Tzarach Suda. Go back to our case.
Eli,
middle of the second line, the source 6. Eli doesn't buy the Kli from the store to use it. Lo Baku Harishon Tzarach Suda. You want to use it. El Lachto Klufim Kayotze. But you buy a knife because you want to cut up cards. I don't know what this was. Apparently something they did back then. You use it as a knife to cut other things, not to cut food. Ain Tzarach Lat Bilo. You don't have to tovel it. And
even though we gave her food?
And now Jonathan uses it. Now Jonathan decides to use it for his steak. He doesn't have to tovel it.
unless he was cone it from you, then it becomes Jonathan's again for
the Nevada, but he's borrowing it. So what happened? Ellie is using it for something else. Jonathan's using it for food, but Jonathan doesn't own it. Right. Jonathan's just borrowing it. We saw if you borrow, it's comparable to borrowing from a guy.
Right.
If you borrow from a guy, you're not chayev. If you borrow from a Jew, it's not chayev, because it's not a klisuda for him.
There's never that svara.
Correct. You don't have that svara. Right. Exactly.
It was chayev in the first one.
That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah doesn't argue. The Ramah just says, Eli, though, can't change his mind and use it for food. If Eli uses it for food, then he's chayev again.
Right.
But if Eli keeps it that way, and Jonathan uses it for food, he's not chayev. The Shach, though, quotes, Uvesa Veheter, Sham, Din Peva. Pasuk, it's Tzarek Tvila. He says, no, you need Tvila. It's a Jewish Kli.
Ain't Tzarek Tvila?
No. It's Tzor 7. Pasuk, Tzarek Tvila. Tzarek Tvila. The Isra Veheter showed up across the Shach.
Why no bracha?
Oh, the Shach's conclusion, since it's a machlokas here, near Sheesh Latvila below bracha. Better to trouble that bracha. The Isra Veheter. Isra Veheter is a major commentary on your day. Go to Israel to argues, you know, to make a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch holds. Tzarech Tvila. The Shulchan Aruch holds. The Shulchan Aruch holds that you tovel with a bracha. So sorry, the Shulchan Aruch holds you don't tovel it at all. It'd be a bracha vatala. Israel says tovel it. Oh, we don't know what to do. Tovel without a bracha. Oh, yitbol kli acher imo. That's a general itza, by the way. The Shachar mentions a few times.
Tovel
with something else. Tovel with something else, right? So let's say you have something. This is a suffix, and you have this other thing. You know your chayev. You can make a bracha on that and have it count.
You don't say kin. You say kli.
I actually wondered that, child. I never.
You know what I'm saying?
I think you would say kalim. I think you'd say kalim in that case.
Because it's in general.
Because some rishonim hold that kalim works anyway.
Yeah,
so say even on one, you could say kalim.
Right. So, Rabbi, so what's the svara in this number 7? Because the Lamaisa are using it for.
Lamaisa, it's a Jewish kli. They're
right.
Using for food.
Using a Jewish, right? Using a Jewish, non-Jewish. Right.
A Jew now became
a Jewish
kli
that was for non-Jewish hands.
Correct. So this, we won't read inside, but the Pische Tshuva quotes in source 8, a minhag they used to have when they made simchas and had big meals, so they wouldn't buy. They had to get all these dishes. They would borrow from the store. The store, so says the.
You already know it.
The store owner, for him, is he using it for food? No, he's using it for business. He's selling his, he's going to sell those pasta pans. A Jew.
Oh, a Jewish
guy. A Jew. He's going to use it for selling. For him, it's not Kli Suda.
Interesting.
He called Kli Schora.
That's very interesting. That's a big jump because he
is selling it for a
little bit. Yeah, he's selling it so people can buy it to cook with.
Well, he's selling it for whatever people want. He hasn't designated it for anything.
I'm saying like, when it says crock pot, usually, you know, like,
I hear.
People are
I hear.
Using it for food.
I hear. Well, the bigger chiddush is what they quote from who is it from? It's not, I don't have it quoted here. But the bigger chiddush, I forgot who.
Shevet Sober.
No, it's from Zaman. So the bigger chiddush is they quote from the Shevet Sober, one of the sons of the Chassam Sofer, who says, the practice was, I don't know if anybody's seen this, but I had a friend who used to do this. They have glass bottles of seltzer.
Yeah.
And they get refills of the seltzer.
Yeah.
So they had a Jewish company in Hungary, apparently, that they had the seltzer bottles. And they would buy all these seltzer bottles and then, like, you know, distribute it and refill and then take it and refill. So the bottles belong to the company. The Jew's just using the bottle
to sell it.
Shevet Sofer held, no! The bottle for the owner, the company, it's not a klisuda. He's doing business with it. So that's a bigger critic, because there you know exactly what you're doing with it. You know it's being used for drinking.
The shach holds you up to total anyways.
It's
the shach holds you up to total.
It's not food.
It is. It's
what?
It's drinking. Yeah. Same thing.
No, drink it. Ochel and shtia. Achil and shtia.
But the shach.
Oh, they're relying on the Shulchan Aruch. So the Pische Tshuva writes, okay, for glass, we can be make a glass of Durabana.
Anyways.
So it's all the suffix and the shach. So for Durabana, we make it. But metals, they wouldn't be making.
Interesting.
So you have a kula. So then, so now, the contemporary post can say, what about in a restaurant? You could say the same thing. If once you say the shave it's over, they go to the restaurant. The restaurant owner, he's not eating himself.
No, usually, so for deraisa.
So the Pische Tshuva says for deraisas, we should be.
It's a double suffix. It's a suffix deraisa suffix also that you need of a class. So maybe
correct.
It's also be mekel.
So Rav Avadia is mekel, I think, even on deraisas.
Why?
Because he holds that. We're going to see. Because he holds that
it might be Darabanan.
It's only Darabanan, probably. So Rav Avadia himself is Mekel, even on metals. But the Pische Tshuva, just if you look in the back of the top of the back page, Imkane, top line over there.
Wait, so where do we see that Kool-Aid if you go to somebody's house you're able to use it at the end of the day?
Hold on, we didn't finish yet. We didn't finish this year. Imkane, letzorech Shabbos or Orchem or Suda Gdola, for Shabbos or guests or Big Suda, sheish lochu sheyishberu im yitbalem. There's a concern, especially in the old days, they didn't have such good tefillah, kelim mikvahs. So imagine you went to the store and you're borrowing all their kelim, and now you need to go to the mikvah. You might break them on the way to the mikvah.
So you're like, you know what, I'm just going to bring
them. Be a hefzed. It's going to be hefzed. Oh, apply it. So much to do all. You have this big suda, big simcha coming up. You don't have time. Yesh lismoch leshtamish below tefillah. You can rely to use it without tefillah. The tefillah's kelim elu. The kulei alma einam elam midrabanan. The tefillah's kelim for these things, namely glass, is only midrabanan. The Efshar, maybe, the Gam Isser V'Heter. Even this Heter, recorded by the Shach, L'Kozo Kein El B'Chli Matchus to the Harbe Poskim HaTfil D'Raisa. He only meant to be Machmer on D'Raisas. V'Chein Roy L'Hachmer B'Chli Matchus to have a Savak D'Raisa. He says you should be Machmer for metals, but as I mentioned, Ravadia is even Mako for this for metals.
Because the mice of the guy bought it only to sell it, whatever.
Oh, this Sparan, Ravadia even takes it to metals. This, as you pointed out, Zaki, very nice. You're giving me this whole shiur. What does that have to do with homes? And you're right, this heter does not help you in a personal house.
They bought it for the achila and then they told us so much you can't use it.
Correct, but when you go to somebody's house, they bought it for achila.
Right, so what do you do?
So is there a heter? So far we're done. We have the heter that was rejected to say that you need bailus. That was rejected. We had Rav Moshe who doesn't have a heter. Rav Avadia and others who have this heter.
Give this heter only for that in for
basically for institutions, restaurants, hotels.
Right.
You can do that. But what about for private use? What heter do we have?
Is let's say like I would even someone else.
That's what we're saying. No, borrowing is clear a problem. Shulchan Aruch. That's right. What we pointed out before. If you're eating in somebody's house, you don't have any ownership over the plea, so then it's okay.
The only clue we have right now is that it's kosher. That's weird.
Yeah, that's good. But you're still doing this every time you use it.
So, okay. So what's that Isser, right? So you have to clarify that.
Oh, exactly. So Zaki, you've been asking this question. You're dying to hear what the Isser is. So Zuck Rav Avadia in Source 9.
Nice.
Well, Rav Avadia is quoting the Shuras
Yaakov.
Is he
the most Mako Posik in the past?
I don't know. Rav Avadia is
Willig loves him. Right?
Yeah, Rav Avadia is quoting the Shuras Yaakov, who's an Ashkenazi Achron. Okay. Sheha Isser l'shtamesh b'chli suda shal hutbalu eino el midrabanan. Zuck the Yeshua's Yaakov. It's true. Even if you want to say there's a mitzvah in Torah to Tovel, the Isser to use is only midrabanan.
You're over on mitzvah say.
Oh, 1 second. What does he mean? Even according to those who say that metal kelim the mitzvah is min haTorah to Tovel them, mikol makom mutter min haTorah lishtamish b'hem, and she is damei lo mikvah kosher v'yat bilem. Min haTorah, let's say you're in the mountains and you're not near a mikvah. There's no kosher mikvah around. Min haTorah, you can use that. You have no mikvah right now. So where does it say in the Torah you can't use them? It says in the Torah, tovel them. It doesn't say in the Torah you can't use them.
And the you over on say.
So, well, yeah. So what's the pshat? I think Ravadi spells this out, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry. Or it might be Rosh Hashanah actually spells it out, but not on the part that I gave in here. But Rosh Hashanah points out that if you would have a mikvah available and you wouldn't tovel it, yes, that's a bitul asay. You're mevatel an asay.
Right, if you don't have the opportunity to do the asay, then you're never over on the asay, because you don't have the opportunity to do the asay.
So until the opportunity of the asay.
Right. Push it.
Min haTorah t'mutter.
Right, push it.
But what says the Ravadia, according to Shus Yaakov? Aval, midivrei sofrim, three lines down, midivrei sofrim, here he means Darabanam. Midivrei sofrim, also lishtamish b'hem, afilu derech arai, ach v'yitlem kadas. Midrabanam, we tell you, don't even use it now, even arai, even just haphazardly one time. There is no, people think there's a heter of one time use. There's no such thing as a heter of one time use. So this is Darabanam, and presumably the pshat is, if we allow you to use it at all, you might get lazy and you might fall into violating to be mevatel and asay doraisa.
But in principle, it's fine.
In principle, if you are not, you're not available to go to the mikvah right now, it is only nisur drabana.
So we're still stuck.
We still have a nisur drabana.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
We're just. And hold on. This is the background. So we need, it's a nisur drabana. And King Kosef of Mishnah Berurah Ve'Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah clearly states in Hilchos Shabbos, he has a comment there where he says that Tfilas Kelim, the Isser is Darabon.
No, we're very well ordered.
What?
Very well ordered.
Okay, we didn't finish yet.
I'm saying either way.
Okay, fine. So thank you, Zach.
I didn't mean that.
Shlomo Zalman Orbach comes with Shlomo Zalman Orbach to save the day.
You got it.
He's Ashkenaz. Okay, you got to ask this Friday posting. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman says the following. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman discusses, I'm not going to read it inside, but let's discuss it outside. He discusses the following case. Let's say there's a kli that's owned in partnership between a Jew and a guy.
Okay.
We'll read it inside in a second. Partnership between a Jew and a guy. So what's the halacha? Oh, so two questions. Can you tovel it? And can you use it? If you don't tovel it, can you use it? So says the quotes here.
I mean, obviously, kosher food isn't being used.
It's kosher food, assuming the food's kosher. Right. We're not talking about kosher. We're talking about two-scale. Yeah. So says, look at this. Yes. So Tama Bahagos based mayor. So let's see. Quotes the base mayor who has the following question. The afilu ilo mahane b'chia gamra tefila. So yeah, so you'll tell me tefila doesn't work, right? Because it can't lead. It's a goyish kli. It's not going to help you to tovel it because at the end of the day it's still half on that guy. How would it be permitted for the Jew to use, let's say it's his day to use it, whatever it is, how is he permitted to use his portion of the kli without tefila?
Maybe never able to use it at all.
Right. There's no permission to use it because it's not toveled. And your part needs tefillah because half it, 50% owned by the Jew. So how could you ever use it?
Meaning, of course, you need to tell you about it.
But you can't tell it. It won't help because it's still half goyish. It's 50% owned by a guy.
But then
you're going to be constantly needing to be tovel it.
He's saying you're stuck. That's the base man's kasha. You're stuck. You can't tovel it and you can't use it. You can't tovel it because it still belongs to the guy, and you can't use it because
it's the one help.
You can't use it because the Jew. You can't tovel it because the guy is half. Because it belongs to the guy, and won't help to tovel it. And you can't use it because of the Jewish half.
And you didn't tovel it yet.
You didn't tovel it yet, right?
You're using a non tovel kli, and there's no way to tovel it.
Right. That's the base mayor's conundrum.
Yeah, it's a very interesting case. Let's
see. So what is the Mincha Shlomo Geshmak Alumdus?
I think you have to tovel it every single time you use it.
But you can't.
It becomes yours completely at the time you're using it.
It's not true. The Isser to use it without tefillah like we establish is the Rabbanan. And Hainu, what is it? Rak Machmas. Mitchiyuv mitzvah tefillah shemuto olav.
But there was never a chiyuv mitzvah mutol olav.
Correct,
so
because
never,
you
derban,
in that case, no. Say how Zaki just said, there is a mitzvah. But the point is, if you can't do the mitzvah, then there's no mitzvah. You have no mitzvah, and memela says Rosh Hashanah, you have no iser. The iser is no vet stems from the mitzvah. This is derabanan is when you have a mitzvah, there's an iser derabanan to use it without tefillah. But in this case, there's obviously no mitzvah because you're stuck. As he explains, Hoil, Lachain.
That's Cholik on the Rabbi Yosef on top, though.
Hold on.
No?
Hoil, I don't think so.
You're so much
no, one second. Lachain, Hoil, since Ulekleze lo mahane tefillah, for this kli, tefillah doesn't work, Shampir mutulish tamish gam below tefillah, so you can use it without tefillah. And v'yesh harbe dugmos. Now he just explained this principle he established. I mean, mehecha teis, you should say this, right? There's a mitzvah to do it. There's an isser tonight to use it. So why is he linking them so strongly? Right. He says, I'll give you an example. V'yesh harbe dugmos lozev v'stab migrak b'ach. There are many examples, and I'll just suffice it with one. Onen u'bal keri. Let's say onen. Well, it's nogei l'maisa. So an onen is a person who, rachman al-tzlan, loses a relative. So until the burial, he has the status of onen.
Right.
The halacha is he does not make brachos. Mutar nechav b'lo bracha. He eats without a bracha. Afa gavet the Gemara says in bracha shkola nenem olam hazeh b'lo bracha kilu ma'alo gazal. The Gemara says if you eat without making bracha, you're stealing from Hashem. So there's an iser to eat without a bracha. There's a mitzvah to make a bracha, an iser to eat without a bracha. Okay. Ve'al kein mishum. So you should ask a question. How could you? I mean, an onen is not allowed to murder. He's not allowed to do eros. He just doesn't do mitzvahs. But how could he eat without a bracha? It's an averity without a bracha.
Right.
No, he says al karkach mishum de iser achila below bracha mistaif rak mechiyuv habracha. The iser achila below bracha.
It's only the ability to make a bracha.
Correct. It stems from him exactly. The goal is isher levarik. If you can't make the bracha, shapir mutalechol dam below bracha. Lochanamikam. So too here. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he goes on to say, he says he's not talking about a private house, he's talking about institutions, but he says, let's say you're in a hotel, right? You go to a restaurant. They didn't total the kli.
Well, that's not yours anyways, isn't it?
But if you're borrowing it, assuming you're using it, you're not allowed to use it. We said before that svara we reject it. You're using it. So says or Shulman Zalman. But what? The iser to use it only comes from the mitzvah to tovel. Since you have no right to tovel it, the hotel's not going to let you tovel it. You can't go to the hotel and say, "Oh, give me all your stuff," and you'll tovel it. You have no ability, you have no possibility, no access to tovel it. So then, says Rosh Shulman Zalman, you don't have an iser, and you could use the kelim that are not tovel.
You don't think he's cholek? We call makom mutter min ator lishtamish b'hem ad sheyizdamin lo makom chashav itzal. Although with different sovim, also lishtamish b'hem. Meaning, even in that case where you don't have the ability to do the mitzvah, with different sovim, also to use it. He's mashma that even
that line he's just talking in general. He's not talking in
general. He agrees.
He doesn't speak about this case. If I'm not mistaken, he gives a different header for institutions, and that was the other approach. The approach we said before. That's not a kli suda. It was never chayev in the hands of the first one. In this case, you go to somebody's house. It's chayev in the person's house. But what? Let's say in the hotel. Let's reject. We can reject the whole. We can hold like the iser v'heter. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman. I can even hold like the iser v'heter. It's not totally on that machlokas. I can even hold like the iser v'heter, but the iser is only when I have the possibility of doing the mitzvah. If I don't have the possibility of doing the mitzvah, so then I can't tovel. So by the way, the non-mahadron echsherim used to, I don't know if they still do, but for a long time, the non-mahadron echsherim didn't tovel the kelim in the restaurants. Based on both these svaras, you have two svaras. Right. Because number one, maybe there's no mitzvah because it's klei schora, and maybe even if there is, even if you want to reject that, which for Sublovsky and Reshef, they're telling me both that they thought it was...
What, number six?
The whole idea of Klei Skor, they thought it was a weak kula.
Klei Skor, that it's glass?
No, Klei Skor is just not. That it's just for business purposes, it's not really... This whole idea.
Well, the Mechaber says it. The Shach argues.
It's the Shach argues. It's not so simple. But anyway, back to leave that aside. So the Mahadran Echsherim do Tovlet, they don't align this, but Rosh Hashanah is another Skor. Now, I asked Ron Nemensel and my Rebbe or Sablowski as well, what they thought about this, and the svara should apply the same in somebody's house. If you don't have the ability to tovel, you go to your grandparents' house. You can't take all their kelim. They're not going to let you take their kelim. You start taking them and tovel them. You go to somebody else's house, you're not going to take their stuff and take it to the mikvah. So according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, once you say that, so that there's no mitzvah.
But that would be that it's impossible for them to actually tovel it.
Why?
No, for you. For you.
You're using it right now. You're right. They're doing an avera. No question about it.
Doing an avera. You're not.
They're doing an avera. They cannot use it. But the question is you. You walk into that house. Are you allowed to eat there?
I thought...
It's a chumra. Don't let them serve you. You should
that,
serve
that's
you.
That's... That.
You asked them to serve you potatoes.
Look, neither,
I don't know. It's a good shot.
Yeah, but isn't Navera for you to use my Kaylee? Like, for me to...
No, it's only for them to use
for me to use...
Use their Kaylee. There's no
you're saying I'm allowing them to use the
Kaylee. I just thought of that now. Maybe you shouldn't do that. That's where someone's
I was thinking about the whole Navera thing for sure. I didn't think about the Kaylee doctor, yeah.
It's a clear about each person, right? To travel their own Kaylee. Right? Correct. If they have the ability. Fine. And if they don't have the ability to do it, they're allowed to, such as in the case of the shutzbin.
Right.
So, if let's say there was someone, a neighbor of mine, whatever, right, just a theoretical case, that did obviously have the ability to tovel their kelim, mm-hmm. However, they were not able
they didn't
to
do it.
So, however, they didn't, right, they didn't do it. So, how was it mutter for me?
The question is, you walk into their house.
Yeah.
You want to sit down and eat, you want to use the plate, you want to use the cup.
Right.
Are you allowed to do that? So the initial reaction is, there's an iser to use a kli that's not tovel.
Right.
But we take a step back for a second, we hear Rosh Hashanah and Svara, we say, no, but that whole iser depends on the mitzvah. And you, when Eli Manasseh walks into that house, you don't have a mitzvah because you can't take their kelim and tovel them. If you can't take their kelim and tovel them, then you don't have a mitzvah. Mele, you don't have an issur.
You only have an issur.
It really depends on me, not necessarily on them.
Because again, there are two things. There is a mitzvah out there on the kli.
For me, it's mother for them. It's
yeah, that's what we're saying.
Out, right. Right. And then Rav Berman said, so maybe you shouldn't allow them to serve you because then you're like lifting the
Eber. Lifting the Eber.
Is there lifting the Eber on their bottom that map
anyway? Yeah, generally, yes. That's an interesting shot. So this, it's just to. Yeah, for them to serve you because they're using the Kli then to serve you.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in this, there's two editions of the Mincha Shlomo. So in one edition, it's like this, just has this. In another edition, he has this tshuva next to another smaller tshuva where he's asked about eating in somebody's house. And even though he has this whole thing about eating in restaurants
and hotels. Did he say this?
This is what he says about restaurants and hotels.
Did he say this about somebody's house?
In somebody's house, he just says, no, you can't do it.
You can't eat?
Now, he doesn't connect them. That? He doesn't connect them, and I don't know. Maybe he was assuming he's like a very close friend where you can tovel it. I'm not sure. But again, I told you, Nevinsel thought that the Svara made sense if you actually were in a situation where it's not shy for tovel. And my Rebbe Rosabowski told me, and I asked him a shayla once, you know, in certain situations, not l'chatchila, but I asked him about a case, you know, whatever case it may be, so, you know, certain situations where it's very difficult for you not to be in that. Not to go to that person's
house. Should
we
try not to use them? No, but correct. Lechatchila, I could use that.
If you're going, you're, you know.
No, but let's say I'm always like,
Lechatchila.
I could use it before. Why not?
Lechatchila, you should try to tovel it. No, that's why.
Right, but let's say Amish came.
First of all, not everyone agrees to the Shlomo Zalman. We saw that was not so simple. Simple pshat was not this way. Or Moshe.
Also, we said that this is the Rabban and Stam.
It's the Rabban Stam to work on the reasons. It's a Chiddush of Shlomo Zalman.
See, this is the Rabban and Stam to use a kid.
So not everyone agrees to the Shlomo Zalman. So Lechatchila, it sounds like it's. Of course, it's not the Shlomo Zalman. It's Gvaldik. So Lechatchila, probably best to tovel them. But if one's stuck, then, you know, what are you going to do? You're not going to go to your grandparents' house. This family friend's very close. You're not going to go there at all. So my Rebbe told me that's something one can rely on in their situation where they're difficult. They can rely on this idea of Rosh Hashanah.
What's the Gemara that says, like, the biggest chacham is not someone who offers things, someone who makes it happen?
The Gemara says, Koch, the Teira Adif.
Koch, the Teira Adif.
So it would be preferable to have self-serve,
but I didn't ask that, so I just thought of it now. You're learning about having self-service.
So how come I don't understand then? How he's solving basically how he's solving anything by giving the
kli to a goy. That belongs to the guy. Now you're borrowing from the guy. So we said in the Gemara, if to borrow a guy's kli doesn't require tefillah.
But doesn't it become sort of curious?
What the Gemara says. Kamayas Shahaya. It's got to be a case where you own it. Okay.